Hello everyone, this is Melt My Happiness, and I am jumping on the bandwagon with Belle's Random Questions questionnaire, which I feel like everyone is probably going to attempt this week, not just because Belle's done it, but because it's quite a random list of questions. It's really cute. And I really enjoyed so far listening to everyone's, or reading everyone's responses. They're so varied. It's really intriguing to see what people have said. And hopefully I can answer just as well. There's already a couple of questions I know I'm going to struggle on, but I'll give it my best shot. Question one, what do you think the way you walk says about you? Probably not very much. I tend to walk quite quickly. Quickly for me. I'm very short. So sometimes I feel like I'm walking really quickly, and like people I'm walking with just seem to be strolling casually next to me. So I think I walk quite quickly, but I think I walk with purpose. I don't know what that says about me, though. I don't know. I'm already stuck on the first question. This does not bode well. I generally walk quickly. I generally walk with purpose. I know where I'm going. I'm not a huge stroller. I used to be able to just, like, wander around shops and, you know, like, window shop and do all of that. But I don't really... That sort of thing doesn't interest me anymore. I'm kind of like... I know what I'm getting. I'm in there. I might browse briefly and then I'm out. I walk with purpose, I think. Question two, which Dr. Seuss character would you be and why? Is this character like you or someone you aspire to be? I am going to choose the character from my favorite Dr. Seuss book, which is called The Sneetches. And the character in it is McBean, and he basically invents a machine that will make all of the Sneetches look the same. And the Sneetches with stars on their bellies are superior to the ones without stars on their bellies. So the ones without stars on their bellies can walk through this machine and stars will appear on their bellies. And he charges them to do this. And then when it happens, the original Stars on Their Bellies characters don't like it because everyone's the same now. And so they pay him to have their stars removed. And then he does it again to the other ones. And basically he just makes a shit ton of money off people being idiotic. I don't think I really understood when I was little what it meant. But I really like the idea that there's somebody out there who's making money off people's stupidity like that. I love that book. I used to make my mum read it to me a lot when I was little. And I think it's a great way to teach kids that not everybody, you know, looks the same or has to look the same, and individuality is a good thing. Very deep with Dr. Seuss. So yeah, my character would be McBean. Question three, do you like poetry? If so, do you have a favourite poet or poem? If it's short or if you feel like it, please feel free to do a reading if you like. I've never been huge on poetry. I did English Lit at school and we had to do a lot of poetry. And it's not really... Like, it doesn't... I've never really found a lot that really resonates with me. I kind of feel like there's a lot of songwriters out there that, to me, just write poetry. Stephen Morrissey from The Smiths writes incredible lyrics, and so does Robert Smith from The Cure, and... So I feel like song lyrics are poetry to me. I know that there are probably lit professors out there absolutely mortified that I am comparing lyrics to poetry, because I know they are two different things, but yeah, song lyrics speak to me a lot more than poetry ever really did. Question four, tell me a joke, puns count. I'm not a pun person. Puns kind of annoy me, mostly because people find that out and then go out of their way to inundate me with puns on a daily basis. As for a joke, I always feel like I'm not very good at telling jokes, but I'm going to try and tell this one. And I'd like to preface this by saying I am blonde, so I'm allowed to tell this joke. So a blonde walks into a library and walks up to the counter and says, "Can I have a Big Mac meal, please?" And the librarian looks at her and says, "This is the library." And the blonde goes, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Can I have a Big Mac meal, please?" That's such a stupid joke, but it always kind of makes me chuckle because I love blonde jokes. I think they're really hilarious, and I've had people tell them to me my whole life, so it's fine. I don't think I'm a particularly classically blonde person, although I do have my moments, but I do appreciate a good blonde joke. Question five, pick your weapon of choice for zombie killing. I am going to go with a baseball bat, purely because I remember seeing this film when I was really little, which terrified the absolute shit out of me. It was called like Night of the Living Dead or something, but I just specifically remember one of the guys in it killing zombies with a baseball bat, and it worked. So I feel like I'm going to pick a baseball bat, and I also am quite comfortable with a baseball bat. I played like softball and baseball and stuff in high school, so I can swing a bat pretty well. So I'm going to go with that. Question six, how do you feel around large crowds of people? I'm fine in large crowds of people. I probably tend to take a back seat if we're all talking. I'll sort of sit back and listen to people talk and chime in when or if I fancy. I'm not somebody who fights for attention in a large crowd of people because it's just not me. I can't really be bothered. I'd rather sort of sit back and take that approach. But I don't get anxious or anything around large crowds, despite the fact that I'm a little bit shy and reserved at times. I'm pretty good in crowds, and if nothing else, I'm pretty good at faking it. So yeah, I don't have an issue with that. Question seven, describe a moment when you became aroused at an inappropriate time and how did you handle the situation? I've literally just answered this question pretty much in a previous one where I was talking about a song that I have, which makes me instantly aroused. And I was at a work party, and this song just came on out of the blue, which is bizarre because it's not a song that, it's not really a common song to get played. So it took me completely by surprise when it started playing. And as soon as I heard like the opening notes of the piano, I was like, oh my God. And I just went completely flushed, and I don't know, I feel so lucky sometimes being a girl because we don't really have a completely obvious physical reaction like men can, but I'm pretty incapable of hiding any sort of emotional reaction from my face. It's one of my what I think is one of my worst traits, but a lot of people think it's my best trait, but I just completely, it was so obvious that I was affected by something when it happened. And a guy I work with actually just knew instantly and asked me about it later and was just hounding me to tell him what triggered the reaction. And I will never tell. But basically, I didn't really handle the situation. I think it took me a good 20 seconds before I started breathing. And then I think I just awkwardly went over to the bar and got another drink and kind of just sat there and waited, you know, the 3.5 minutes for this song to be over. But yeah, I don't think I handled it that well. Question 8, do you think anyone ever has a good first time losing their virginity? If you're one of the mythical few, please tell me about it. I'm sure people do. I didn't have a bad first time. It wasn't good purely because we were like both 16-year-old virgins, so like it was kind of fumbly and over very quickly, and I think it's just like how every first time is between two teenage virgins. I'm sure it's better for the guy if you're both virgins. Well, first of all, because he came and kind of just, you know, lay there for a few minutes. I like the idea that people have a good first time. I'm sure it happens for girls maybe if they're sleeping with somebody who's more experienced. It's just one of those things you have to go through and get better from there. So kudos if you had a good first experience. Mine wasn't bad, just wasn't good. Question 9, robots or dinosaurs? Dinosaurs, for sure. I don't think I've ever had an interest in robots. Not that I had a massive interest in dinosaurs, but I kind of feel like all kids go through that little dinosaur period at some stage. However, having said that, I do remember when I was in kindergarten and we had to dress up as something we wanted to be when I was older, and I remember telling Mum I wanted to be a robot, and I don't recall why I wanted to be a robot. And I know I didn't get to go as a robot, but now that I've, that's actually just triggered that memory, which is totally crazy. But I think I'm still going to pick dinosaurs. Dinosaurs kind of terrify me in a weird way, which is probably something I can mention for an irrational fear, because clearly there are no dinosaurs around that we know of. So that's kind of irrational, but yeah, they freak me out, but in kind of a good way. Question 10, if you were a mad scientist, what sort of mad scientist would you be? And what is your mad scientist name? See, this is the question I'm going to struggle on, because some of the audios that I've listened to of this answer, people have really good scientist names and like science skills, and I don't really, I've put no thought into this question at all, so I apologize, Belle. But know what sort of mad scientist I would be. I would probably be absolutely batshit crazy, and I feel like if I think about this, I would end up picking something that makes me sound a little bit psycho, so maybe it's best not to think too hard about what sort of mad scientist I would be, but I'm going to think about that, and if I can think of something, I'll come back to it. Question 11, have you ever met a famous person? If so, how did you react? I have. This makes me sound wanky. Just the nature of work that I do, I do get the opportunity to meet famous people on the odd occasion. And most recently I got to meet John Cleese, which was so amazing. He's like freaking tall, And I like love him. I think he's so funny. I grew up watching Fawlty Towers and I love Monty Python. And so I was a little bit starstruck when I met him. We weren't allowed to have photos, which just killed me. But he's just like this. He's like this typical old guy who's got to a point in his life where he just does not give a shit what he says and if he offends people. Not that I think he ever worried about offending people, but he said a few things that were just so politically incorrect, and borderline extremely racist. But he's just like, whatever, I'm 70, I'm very wealthy, I do not give a shit, I have a hot young wife, I don't care, which is kind of cool. And then, I think the most embarrassing thing when I met someone famous was when we met Hanson, or like two of the members of Hanson, the band, and I never got into Hanson when I was younger. And when all my friends were into it, I was kind of that little weird kid that was like obsessed with Eddie Vedder. So I never really got into Hanson, and everyone was fangirling and a little bit crazy, but there was only two of them, and I didn't even know which two they were. And I believe I called one of them the wrong name, because basically they're all blonde and all look the same. So I'm pretty sure I either called Taylor Zach or Zach Taylor. I don't even know which one was there. One of them wasn't there, and I called the one that was there by the wrong name, which is so awkward. But he was so lovely about it, so that kind of made me like them. But yeah, I made a fool of myself in front of Hanson, and I actually don't care because I don't care about Hanson. Question 12. Tell me your favorite thing about the fall, weather, leaves changing, pumpkins, etc. First of all, I'm Australian, so we don't have fall, we have autumn. And our autumn falls when the rest of the world's spring falls. So we're going into spring, which I love. I'm not a massive fan of fall or autumn. I hate winter. I hate being cold. So the only thing I really like about autumn is new boots. I like buying new boots. I like buying shoes in general. But I like when all the new boots come out in the shops, and I like seeing, that sort of change from wearing like just like sundresses and stuff to like jeans and boots and jumpers. Like I like that for like a week, and then I'm over it. And I like the first Sunday where it's a little bit cold and rainy and you wake up in the morning and you don't have to get out of bed. I like that, but it's pretty short-lived for me because I hate winter, and I'm so glad that it's behind us and we're very slowly, painstakingly moving into summer in Australia. Question 13, what's the biggest risk you've ever taken? Probably picking up my life and moving to Melbourne quite spontaneously. When I was like 21, I was kind of like in a bad job, in a bad relationship, and knew that if I stayed, I felt like if I stayed where I lived, I would still be in the bad job and in this unhealthy relationship. So I had always wanted to live in Melbourne at some point, so I decided to do it and I booked a ticket. And I remember just telling people I'm moving to Melbourne in 4 weeks. And everyone was like, yeah, you're always moving to Melbourne. And then I was like, no, I've booked a ticket and I've booked movers, and I didn't have a job. And I had a place to stay for 2 weeks. So, yeah, I moved states with, like less than a month's notice. And it was a real risk, but it paid off because I lived there for a couple of years and it was so much fun. It was like some of the best years of my life. And I just, yeah, it was a risk that paid off. So that was really lucky. Question 14. Do you have any irrational fears? Well, besides my aforementioned slight irrational fear of dinosaurs, I don't think I have any irrational fears. I have fears that are totally warranted and legitimate that other people tend to call irrational, but they're totally not. I think that if you have a fear, it's not irrational because it might seem irrational to someone else, but if it really terrifies you, then your reaction is not irrational. I think it's quite rational. So one of my biggest fears in the entire world is clowns. I can barely even, I get like these pinprick feeling all over my body, even when I just say the word. And I know it's a fear that a lot of people have, but it's a fear like mine is just so, I can't even think about it. And I would just like to point out that for years, everyone's told me that this is an irrational fear, but you know what? Look what's going on in the world right now, people. There are freaking clowns chasing people down the street. Somebody recently near my friend's house in North London got stabbed by a clown. So I think everyone who told me my fear was irrational can go suck a dick because they're probably now going to actually get killed by a clown. So it's totally not irrational. It's totally not irrational. It's a completely rational fear, which is, you know, warranted because, you know, there are some fucked up people in the world right now who are terrifying people, particularly near where I live, which is just like horrifying. It's literally my worst fear coming to life right now. And I think everyone should just stop being complete idiots because I tell you what, if somebody comes near me dressed as a clown, if I manage to not have a heart attack and roll in a ball, I'm gonna run that motherfucker down, and there's no jury in the world, I think, that would charge me with murder for doing that. So just beware, nobody jump out in front of my car dressed like that because you will probably get killed. Question 15. Did you ever learn any pop culture dance crazes? If so, which dances can you do? You know, the usuals like the Macarena and that bloody dance moves to that Spice Girls song, Stop. I think everybody knows that. I did I can do the dance moves to Thriller, which I learnt at a very famous dance studio in London called Pineapple Dance Studio. And my friend and I went and did the class to learn that, which was so much fun. It makes me wonder if I can still, I wonder if I could still do it. I'm kind of, yeah, it's been a while since I've actually busted that out, but, yeah, I can do all the dance moves to Thriller. And for some reason, when we were drunk about a year ago, all the girls in my office and I learned the, and some of the guys, to be fair, learned the dance moves to Beyonce's Single Ladies. I don't even know why we did that. I think one of the gay guys at work actually taught us it, so that's kind of hilarious. Question 16, do you like cheesy 80s movies? If so, do you have a favorite? I love 80s movies. I have older brothers, so I kind of grew up watching like 80s and 90s films, and I love John Hughes, and I love anything that has like Andrew McCarthy or Rob Lowe or Emilio Estevez in it. But as for my ultimate favorite cheesy 80s movie, ooh, that's hard. I don't know if these count. I don't know if it counts as cheesy. I think my favorite film that was made in the 80s is Labyrinth or The Goonies. No, I can't pick. This is too hard. Or St. Elmo's Fire. Rob Lowe fake playing the saxophone in St. Elmo's Fire is still so freaking sexy. or Stand By Me. I can't pick. I can't pick a favorite, but I do. I love 80s movies, and I will go through periods where I will just sit down and over the course of a couple of weeks, I'll watch like pretty in pink and 16 candles and all of that stuff, and just, you know, be a little bit girly. Question 17, how do you feel about coffee? I think most people I talk to on GWA know that I feel, I don't know, I feel like sometimes I feel about coffee the way people must feel about their children. Like, I love it that much. coffee, I love coffee. Like, it's nighttime here and I'm actually excited to wake up tomorrow and drink coffee. And I had my last boyfriend laughed at me about how it's like Friday night. And I was so excited to wake up the next day and have coffee. And he was like, you sound like an alcoholic the way you talk about coffee. But I love coffee. I have a really good coffee machine in my house. And I have an unhealthy relationship with my barista near my work. I love her. I have a little girl crush on her, not just because she keeps me in caffeine. But I just love coffee. It makes me so happy. And I think if I had to ever pick between coffee and alcohol, I would pick coffee over alcohol. Which is a big call. And bad coffee really, really upsets me. And Belle, you've got me talking about coffee and now I feel like I'm never going to shut up. But basically, I think one of the hardest things about traveling is really awful coffee. I remember when I got back from being away for 6 weeks, I was in the States and in the UK and in a couple of places in Europe. And I'm sorry, America, you have awful coffee. When I was in New York, I had research prior to going some places that had good coffee and that actually were opened by Australians, so I walked quite a way every day to go and get coffee, but it's worth it, because I just love it. I don't think caffeine really has any effect on me anymore, but I love it. I really love it. Question 18, do you drink alcohol, and if so, tell me about your favorite cocktail. I'm pretty sure I answered that question previously. I do drink alcohol. Stereotypical Australian. I do. I like alcohol. I'm not like a big drinker, meaning I don't really drink on my own or anything like that. Like, I know people, a lot of my friends will have like a glass or two of wine when they get home. I don't really do that very often. I'm sort of more drink in a social situation. My favorite cocktail. I really love gin, and I love, currently in Australia, a lot of gin-based cocktails are really taking off, and they're served Spanish style, so they're served in like a big wine goblet, and they're quite fruity, and, you know, they have different gins paired with different tonic waters, and then, you know, I love this one at the moment that has 10 tank gin with I don't know what the tonic water is, it's a specific type, and it's served with grapefruit and lemongrass, and it's so refreshing, and it's just like summer, and it just reminds me of like sitting outside at night, you know, just in like a sundress or like a singlet or something like that, and just being warm at 10 o'clock at night, and I love that. So I really love gin, and I can drink gin quite well. It doesn't make me too drunk too quickly, whereas there are some other alcohol that just, yeah, a couple of them and I'm really quite drunk. So I tend to stick to gin if I'm gonna, you know, drink for a while, if I'm drinking liquor. Question 19, do an impression of your choosing. If recording an audio response, if you're recording via text, tell us an impression you're good at. And this is one of those questions I'm not going to answer because I'm not going to do this impression because it's so embarrassing. But I will just kind of tease you with it, I think. Or maybe you'll just go, that is so embarrassing. I am so embarrassed for her. I can do a really almost identical impersonation of Britney Spears doing Hit Me Baby One More Time, like vocally. Which is so awful. I don't even know. I think I was trying to do it as a joke one night, and one of my mates recorded me and then mixed it in with Britney and was like, "You do realize that, like, you do a really good impersonation." It's pretty much the only impression that I can do. I'm not very good at impressions. I can't do accents. I can't try and talk like other people. I'm not very good at doing impressions, but that's one that I can do, but I am not doing it here because I am way too sober to even attempt that. Question 20. Any last words? I think I spoke about coffee for like the longest, so I just basically want to apologize about that because I don't think anyone should have to hear anyone talk about coffee for quite so long. I mean, feel free to contact me and talk about coffee if you want to, because I can talk about coffee all day long. But I apologize for my complete ramble about coffee. And now I'm rambling again about coffee. Well done. No, I have no final words, except to encourage other people to do this questionnaire because I do love listening to all you people and learning more about your crazy selves, and I want to know what mad scientists everyone is, and feel jealous that I'm not creative enough to come up with my own. Thank you, Belle, for writing this questionnaire. Bye.